All right, so I am a Virgo moon, and if you also have some type A tendencies like me, you might struggle with analysis paralysis. And essentially what analysis paralysis is where you get kind of stuck in decision-making mode, where you don't actually end up making a decision, and all you do is overanalyze and overthink and try to plan out all the logistics, map out how everything is going to work for which whatever decision you choose. I find myself in that position often where I am like, oh my God, what choice do I have to make? Am I going to make the right choice? And I was always so terrified of making the wrong choice. However, this year I have adopted a mentality where I am really honing in on the message of your path is your path. And what that means is really no matter what you do, no matter what choices you make, you are going to end up where you need to be. Your path is your path. Obviously, we all have free will. So I'm not saying like everything is so set in stone that you can't change anything, right? Like I believe in free will, but I also believe in your path is your path, which I know it sounds like it kind of contradicts each other. However, for me, that just means maybe something is going to be delayed. Maybe something is going to look differently than when you thought it was going to look like, but the essence of what you're supposed to do and who you're supposed to be is the same. And that's really what I mean by your path is your path. There's a really great movie on Netflix. I don't know if people think it's a great movie. I think it's a great movie, but it is called Look Both Ways. And it is about a girl, senior year of college. She finds out she's pregnant, but the whole movie kind of splits the world into she is pregnant versus she's not pregnant. And I love this movie because it explores both choices, both decisions, but her path was her path. Things looked differently. So, okay, I'm going to spoil it a little bit. So ultimately, she ends up at South by Southwest on a panel and like is doing well in her career as an animator. The path of getting there for both decisions looked drastically different. On one end, you know, she ended up making a comic book or a short about her daughter. And then on the other end, she ended up making like, I don't know, like maybe a movie or something. Like it was different. Like each thing was different. It was different mediums. But no matter what, she ended up at South by Southwest. And she ended up in love. The love looked different as well. It was two different guys, which I think is also really interesting because it kind of just shows like you're going to find that person, like you're going to find the person that you're supposed to be with, but maybe it's going to look differently on whatever path you take, but your path is your path. Like the obstacles in your path are your path and your path is your path. I'm going to say that literally a million times on this episode. But yeah, I just really love this movie because I love the idea of like it's going to turn out just fine. It might look a little bit different, but it's gonna turn out the way it's supposed to turn out. She got the love, she got the career stuff that she wanted, but they looked differently. And one thing that I thought was cute in this movie is the guy that she ends up with on the path where she does not have the baby, she still meets him in the path where she does have the baby, kind of just showing like, no matter what, they were always going to meet, but again, it's just gonna look differently. So I'm just going to like sit here and just kind of noodle on this, like just noodle on this idea of you can't make the wrong decision. Like no matter what you do in this life, no matter how risky it is, you can't make the wrong decision because your path is your path. And you have to believe that you are spiritually and divinely guided and protected and that no matter what you do, no matter where you end up, you're going to be okay. You're going to be just fine. Even if it seems like things aren't going to be just fine, they're going to work out and everything is going to be just fine and they're going to work out for your best interest. I feel like I've been super redundant on this episode. This is going to be a mini-sode, but I really just wanted to talk about this concept because I was at a bar on Wednesday night and I was talking to this girl about it because she was trying to figure out, you know, where she wanted to move, what job she wanted to go for. And I was just like, your path is your path. And we just had a really good conversation about how, you know, you can't make the wrong decision. Like what's for you is for you, and it's always going to be for you. And you have to really, truly, truly believe that. All right, well, that's it for this mini-sode. So I hope you do take that to heart, that your path is your path. That's what's for you is for you, and it cannot pass you. And you cannot make the wrong decision. Any decision you make is the right one. So with that, signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson. Have a great day. In Jess We Trust.